And now, here's Father John with Time Out to Take a Stand.
Another horrific tragedy, the seemingly reasonless death of innocent children by children. We slam fists to the table and demand never again. Turn to our lawmakers and ask for stricter gun laws and for other restrictions that may reduce injury. Offer our condolences to inconsolable parents. Call the perpetrators depraved, mentally ill, but rarely invoke God, except to ask, why would he allow this? As difficult as it is, we must understand that these young men were victims themselves before they were perpetrators. They lived godless lives of despair, abuse, and abandonment. Hopeless existences that were demeaning and devoid of any sense of love, all they knew was anger and pain. Adam Lanza killed his mother, and Salvador Ramos shot his grandmother because they were those who deprived them of a life they thought they should have had, like other children. So lacking in hope and redemption, they chose to end their lives by taking with them children who had the life that they desired, a life with love, joy, and hope. They wanted to deprive them of the goodness that they lacked. As we look for solutions, we must go beyond legal amendments, political offering. God must be brought into the equation. There must be forgiveness and hope. Without forgiveness, all we carry with us is hate and anger. Incidents like this will never go away. Changing laws, creating higher penalties, lesser availabilities of weapons will not change much. To date, have not yet changed anything substantially. Enacting laws does not change people. A major part of the answer is to bring God into people's lives. God is the source of hope. God is love. God is redemption. And he is the reason for living a rewarding life. If these children would have had the ability to pray and to believe that one day there is a better place, they may have acted differently. More than more mental health services, we need faith. When things get really bad, what is the first thing we say? God help me. Inherently, we have a belief there is a Father of all of us, that he is good, kind, and always there for us. It is times like these that we must reach out. We must believe he exists and will help us. In the lives of these perpetrators, God did not exist. They were alone, powerless, with no reason to believe there was ever going to be an end to their misery. If we continue to rely solely on our human ingenuity to solve the problem without involving God in our lives, we will have change on paper, but no change in us. Even as we offer our respects to the parents and family of the slain, the only condolence that can be meaningful is the belief that life, long or short, is only the first chapter in our existence. I wish that they could believe that as the children saw the light, they offered their parents these last words to comfort them. Shed a tear, if you will, to show you care that I've passed. Know that I have climbed the hill, my short life was not meant to last. The love we shared, the joy you gave, travails that tested our charity, will not be buried in our mortal grave, live on to define our humanity. I see a light glowing gold, a world of clouds beneath my feet. No one here is young or old, no sign of avenue or street. No need to mourn for me, I'm home where I'm meant to be. May you accept God's will and know that there is a plan and a better place.
We're interested in your point of view and invite you to call in and leave your comments on our WJMJ listener line at 203-805-5045, 203-805-5045, or you can email us at wjmjcomments@wjmj.org. WJMJ Comments at WJMJ.org. Take time out to take a stand on 88.9 WJMJ. Catholic Radio, where faith meets life.